Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn. And for the next half hour, we'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Happy May Day. As the weather is gorgeous here on the north coast of Oregon, south coast of Washington, here the Columbia Pacific region. And so our thoughts turn to summer, outings, music, gardens, and all things beautiful. Today we'll be speaking about the Water Music Society, which puts on four events on the Long Beach Peninsula. They have a change in their focus and mission. They're a nonprofit organization. For 29 years, they've been bringing the Water Music Festival to the Long Beach Peninsula. And we're going to hear about that and about their new focus. And today in the studio, I have Susan Spence. She is the president of the Water Music Society. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Donna.
Very glad you drove over on this gorgeous morning to
be
here.
Oh, it was not a chore. It was a beautiful drive.
Yes.
And we're glad to be here.
All of us who live in Astoria and on this side of the Columbia love to go to the Long Beach Peninsula. So that's always a beautiful drive. And I also have in the studio Diane Marshall. She is the vice president of the Water Music Society. She also is the chair for the actual Water Music Festival. Hi, Diane.
Hello, Donna.
It's very good that you're here today, too.
We're very glad to be here. Love the sunny day.
Yes, and even in the rain, though, we love this area, right? It's we've been very fortunate. We've had a lot of great weather lately.
We have.
All right. So before we talk about the Water Music Society, let's talk a teeny bit about Susan Spence and Diane Marshall. Susan, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
My husband and I moved here 7 years ago and started up a business, Spence Photo Design. We've been very fortunate that that business has grown quite nicely over the last 7 years, and are fortunate to work both in Astoria and the Long Beach Peninsula. And most of our clients are actually from out of town, out of state, but usually in the country. We started off coming here 29 years ago when my sister and her husband moved here and started the Shoalwater Restaurant, and then now are at the Bridgewater. And my sister started Water Music Festival Society, was on the original board of that 29 years ago. And here I am 29 years later working for the same group. It's a worthy cause and happy to be doing it.
Where were you living before, Susan?
Grew up in Bellevue and then lived in South Florida for 23 years.
Well, that's a change to move from Florida to Long Beach Peninsula.
A little bit.
However, having Ann and Tony Kishner here, that was a great motivating force.
Absolutely.
And you chose the Long Beach Peninsula primarily because of them. Did you know what kinds of events might be happening in Long Beach? Because I think a lot of people think it's a peninsula which is bucolic and lovely, but there's really not a lot happening there. And that's really not the case from talking with both of you this morning.
It isn't. There is something to do every single weekend and weeknights. Oftentimes, especially in the summer, there's always something going on. The people that I know are never sitting around.
All right. Well, we'll talk more about all the events that are happening. And Diane, please tell us a little bit about Diane Marshall.
Well, I grew up in Portland, but lived for many, many, many years in Eugene, Oregon, and was very involved in music there, singing in a concert choir, a symphony chorus, an opera chorus, and even managing the concert choir for a while. So I got to go to a lot of conventions and so forth, where I learned a lot about music administration. And then I moved here to the Long Beach Peninsula 10 years ago. My husband had come here as a small child with his family, and he wanted to have either a vacation place or a retirement place here. So here we are on the coast, and it seemed fitting that I would get involved in music once again. And I did join the North Coast Chorale over here in Astoria and sing with them. But I mentioned my music background to somebody one day that was on the Water Music Festival, and lo and behold, they coerced me and twisted my arm, and it wasn't too hard to twist it because it's such a worthy cause. And so it's wonderful to be involved in Water Music Festival Society. I was president for 3 years, and now Susan is president, and she's doing a wonderful job. And I also, in the music sense, I coordinate a pickup choir from all over the country with a conductor friend that I know. And we go to Europe or someplace in the world, China, South America, every other year and present concerts. So that's kind of another music focus that I am involved in.
Music is the universal language.
Yes, it really is.
And Susan, for those listeners who are not familiar with the Water Music Festival or the Water Music Society, let's ground ourselves here in the history. What is it? How did it begin?
As far as I have been told, it started 29 years ago out of a need to have more music on the peninsula. There wasn't much at that time available in the way of classical music. A lot of young professionals on the peninsula decided it was time to expose their children and themselves to more classical music, chamber music, and anything kind of uplifting in that way. So they started off creating Bach lunches to raise funds. They did wonderful little concerts, including one I remember. They had a concert at the barn. They decked it all out. They hung bunting and had Tennessee Walkers come and champagne and did a wonderful show and created money to bring in fabulous artists for Water Music Festival. The goal was always to raise money for these artists so that they could present world-class artists at that time. Some of them from the Seattle Symphony came. That was a lot of the people came from there. It was a wonderful time.
So it started because people wanted more cultural opportunities for themselves and their children.
Correct.
So 29 years ago, the Water Music Festival began. And then over these last 29 years, you added in these three other things. You have a Music in the Gardens tour in July. Mm-hmm. You have Jazz and Oysters in August. Water Music is in October. And then you have Tuba Christmas in December. So all of these things were ultimately designed, though, to support the Water Music Festival, and that's now changed.
Correct. We decided that with the change in focus, we wanted to support music in the schools on the peninsula to a greater degree. So now all of the events are becoming fundraising events for that goal.
Okay. So, wait. The Water Music Festival was the big event. Then all these other events started mm-hmm. as well. And when you say you wanted to support music in the schools, because before, all of the profits had gone into went into the festival.
Right.
Now, the profits are going to the schools to support music mm-hmm. in the schools.
Correct.
And what does that mean? Because music programs have been cut, as we know, in a lot of schools. And you told me earlier that Long Beach actually has an award-winning music program. Can you address
they
that?
They really do. It's the middle and high school in Iwako, and then the Long Beach Elementary School make up the school district. And
so Rachel, three schools.
Yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And Rachel Lake is in Iwako and runs the music program. Brian Bergman is in Ocean Park and runs the elementary school program. Rachel has created an award-winning mm-hmm. program at the high and middle school. She took her jazz band to the Lionel Hampton Jazz Workshop in, I believe it's Idaho, maybe mm-hmm. Montana, but I think Idaho. We supported that, gave them some money to go. And they had a very wonderful and educational and time on that trip. And now she has won some award for music excellence with her jazz band. And everybody is supporting her that knows about what she is doing with the music in the school. And when we sat down and talked with her and told her that we wanted a focus of supporting her program, she was thrilled mm-hmm. because it's very, very worthy and the kids are extremely enthusiastic about what they do.
Well, we all know that music is not only is it empowering, it affects you academically. I mean, all students. I mean, you want to address a little bit about why music is so important.
The music program at the high school level is so inclusive. I think that's one of the things I like the best about that particular program. She is attempting to get every single student at the high school to be involved. And she's doing pretty well to that end. I think she had 100 people involved in the music program.
This is
a small school.
See, and that's a very good point, because I think that in tribal cultures, everyone sings or plays music or does something mm-hmm. with music. Mm-hmm. And now suddenly we feel like, oh, no, I can't sing, or oh, no, I can't play. And that's not really true. Whether it's a recorder or whether it's shaking a rattle, I mean, there's something everyone can do. And it's and it is a very important thing for people to be doing, you know, to having music and art in the schools.
Mm-hmm. We always do have educational outreach in at our October Water Music Festival. We always have one of our artists or artist ensembles go to the school either before or after the festival and do an educational outreach. And 4 years ago, I started a young artist program for Water Music Festival in October, whereby at the beginning of each concert, we have a young person from the high school. So far, it's been vocal, but this year it might also be instrumental. Do like a 5 to 10 minute presentation. And the audience loves listening to these young, very, very talented students.
They're so inspirational.
Oh, they are just wonderful. So we do that every year as well.
I want to look at your mission statement for a minute. The mission statement that I found on the website, and I know you're today you are launching your new website.
Ta-da!
Which is very exciting. So if you want to know more, you can go to watermusicfestival.com. And that brand new website is going to be up this afternoon. The mission statement here for the Water Music Festival Society says that you're a nonprofit organization providing high-quality, affordable music programs for residents and visitors in Southwest Washington State, expanding cultural opportunities, increasing awareness of diverse types of music, and promoting educational outreach. So you started originally with just this one event, the Water Music Festival, and it was classical music. Now you have branched out. Now there's jazz. There are different kinds of music and different kinds of events. And bringing the schools into this and saying, you know, these events, not only are you going to come and have an incredible experience yourself, a rich cultural experience, and it's for the residents, but now you have a lot of visitors coming. But also, your ticket price is going to help the music programs in the schools.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's what we're so excited about right now, our new focus to help the music in the schools.
There's mm-hmm. also another change, and that is, in the past, a lot of your concert had been at the Hilltop High School. Mm-hmm. And as much as we love schools, high schools, middle schools, all of them, they're not known for having the most comfortable theatrical kinds of venues. So now you're changing the focus on your venues as well. Why don't we talk about that for a minute?
For Water Music Festival, this year we're having the first time we're going to be having an event at Leadbetter Farms, which is a magical place at the end of the peninsula. It's a large property with many follies on it, from tree houses to there's several boats that he's placed. He made a false lake. He put boats in that, and you can stay in those. There's this 8-story lighthouse that's spectacular. Views of the ocean all the way around. It's gorgeous. We are fortunate enough that the owner is allowing us to have our concert at the bottom floor of his lighthouse, which will seat, we're not quite sure yet, I think around 150 people.
Maybe as many as 200.
Right.
We'll see.
So as people come in, we're going to allow them to have a little time to wander around the property, just the area right around the lighthouse, and then come in and have a wonderful selection of hors d'oeuvres. Have a glass of wine, have a glass of beer. There'll be a no-host bar, but the hors d'oeuvres will be provided by local restaurants, generously donating their food to our cause.
And we're scheduling the beginning of that event, which is Saturday night of Water Music Festival weekend, to be concurrent with hopefully a visible sunset.
Well,
that people
crossed.
Can enjoy their hors d'oeuvres and wine and look
sunset.
At the sunset before the concert begins. Mm-hmm.
You know, it is about the music, and it's also, though, about the setting, mm-hmm. where you are.
Exactly.
And that's so very important. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn, and today we're talking about the Water Music Society on the Long Beach, Washington Peninsula. And my guests are Susan Spence. She is the president of the Water Music Society. Also, Diane Marshall, who is the vice president, and she chairs the Water Music Festival, which happens in October. This is a nonprofit 501c3 organization, so you raise your money through these events and mm-hmm. also grants and people listening who are saying, I love what you're doing. Thank you. Here, I want to give you a check. And you right now you have 4 events you're doing, the Music in the Gardens tour. So let's just take a quick peek at each of these events for a second, okay?
Okay.
So your first actual event is Music in the Gardens tour, which is Saturday, July 20th. Where does this happen?
Up and down the Long Beach Peninsula, there are wonderful gardeners and wonderful gardens on the peninsula. We're very fortunate to have fantastic weather, although we do get stuck with that coastal fog every once in a while, but still, it's a beautiful place to garden. And we don't tell you where the gardens are going to be until a week before we start putting the tickets on sale. And on the website, you can tell where the tickets are available. But the garden tour will have musicians in every garden, which is what makes it so special.
And what kind of music, Susan?
There's a variety. Do you know?
Mm-hmm. For example, Tom Trudell plays jazz piano, usually at one of the gardens. We have a guitarist that plays every year. We have a group called the Mozart Chicks that play some chamber music. We have probably
a flautist.
A flautist.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay, variety of music.
A variety of musicians.
And we're always looking for some more musicians if anybody feels that they need to present their art. We'd happily.
Sure. It could be cello and violin. It could be anything.
All right. So you have just said that you would love to have more musicians. Mm-hmm. So if you are listening and you are a musician or you know a musician who might want to participate in the Water Music Festival or the Water Music Society's different organizations, get in touch with them.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because that's what sets us apart from other garden tours. And all garden tours are wonderful. But since we're a music society, we want music in every garden.
Mm-hmm. I happened to catch an OPB program about a group, a band out of Portland. And they drive into the country all over Oregon. They find a meadow, a field, and they set up and they play music for the trees and for the flowers. And so it almost reminds me of that. You're in the garden playing music.
That's fantastic.
And they are, and that's what they do. And OPB sent out their cameras and they filmed them. And I thought how marvelous they were. They were just there and they put on this beautiful concert for the natural world. As the natural world is always giving us a concert with bird song and trees blowing in the wind and all of that.
And did the birds chirp in tune?
I don't know that. I didn't see that part. But anyway, okay, so music in the gardens. And also, aside from a call out to musicians who might be listening who want to be involved with the Modern Music Society, also volunteers.
Absolutely.
You can use volunteers for all of these events.
Jazz and Oysters is a huge event, which is next up. That one's in August on the 18th, and that always takes a big group of people. They're very well organized. It's a slick machine that they've got going. They know how to do this now.
And where does Jazz and Oysters take place?
It's at Wilson Field, which is also known as Beach Barons Field. It is a large place outside, beautiful hemlock trees in the background. Herons roosting in those trees, which I think is pretty special. Mm-hmm. And it's in Ocean Park.
Ocean Park, up Sand Ridge Road.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then the Jazz and Oysters is August, and that's in Ocean Park.
There are some fabulous musicians this year, too. I'm particularly excited about Patrick Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
He is really stunning. And there's a link to his site on our website. And give him a listen. You just go onto the link and it comes up with some fabulous saxophone music.
You just reminded me of one thing I want to mention, and that is that loyalty days are happening on the Long Beach Peninsula. There's a lot happening that we don't think about sometimes on a regular basis, as you just told me. And not only can you go to the Water Music Festival's website, but funbeach.com is... If you want to know what's happening, the Kite Festival, any of the things that are happening on the Long Beach Peninsula, just go to funbeach.com and you'll find out about all these different things that are happening.
And Jazz and Oysters, it's not just oysters. So for those people that aren't oyster aficionados, we have all kinds of wonderful food and beverages and beer and wine. So it's all inclusive in a culinary sense.
And this is just a one-day event. The Music in the Gardens tour is just one day, Saturday, July 20th. Jazz and Oysters is one day, August 18th. Then we come to the Water Music Festival, which is actually a two-day event, Friday and Saturday in October.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and Friday night we'll be in at Harbor Village in Iwako, and we will have Greta Matassa and her group, a wonderful jazz group from the Seattle area. And there again, we will have a happy hour and appetizers and beer and wine and so forth. So it'll be very cabaret in style and wonderful. And we're going to have the North Coast Chorale sing a couple of numbers to open that concert, a jazz, Duke Ellington jazz medley, and a Leonard Bernstein prayer from the Bernstein Mass. So that'll be the first concert. And then the next day, in keeping with tradition, we do this every year, at about noon, I think it is, in Oysterville, at the charming and quaint Oysterville Church, we will have a barbershop quartet. Not only are they artistically fantastic and award-winning, they are a howl. They will have people falling off the benches. They're laughing. They're just marvelous. And they hail from the Willamette Valley in Oregon, just different places in the Willamette Valley. They're called Social Insecurity. So that kind of gives you a clue what kind of a group they are. And then, as Susan said, at Leadbetter Farms on Saturday night, we will have the Tangletown Trio, also from Seattle. And it's voice, piano, and violin. They're very good. They blend seamlessly and present gorgeous music. So that's going to be just a wonderful music for that setting.
How can you go wrong? You've got an incredible setting. You've got music, amazing music. You mm-hmm. have beautiful food, and you have libations.
Mm-hmm.
So you have it all.
And we're supporting the schools.
And you're supporting the schools.
This is our big thing.
Okay, so that's the huge new focus, which is really an important thing that you're doing, because you're tying it in with something that has long-lasting rewards mm-hmm. for all of us, mm-hmm. for our communities, mm-hmm. you know, which we need. And then you have a fourth event, which is a Tuba Christmas, and that's one day, Sunday, December 15th. Mm-hmm. And where does that happen?
That's a free event that happens at the museum.
The museum in Iwako. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of fun. Just a lot of fun.
A lot of people think of it as a kickoff to the holiday mm-hmm. season. You have these wonderful tubas playing Christmas music, and it's fun, it's lively, and it's cheerful.
It's the Astoria Music Quartet, mm-hmm. and I think three of the four musicians live here, and then one lives on the peninsula. So,
I just got actually a little note from Carol Newman. Thank you, Carol. That Jazz and Oysters was started by KMUN volunteer jazz programmers, Carlos Welch, Sharon Montoya Welch, and the KMUN Kings and Queens of Oysters, hence the name.
Oh, is that right?
Isn't that wonderful? Thank,
thank
you, Carol, for that information.
Yes.
That's really good to know.
They do have a lot of traditions at that event, including the oyster dance, which I think can't be missed.
Okay.
Grown men dancing around a grill. It's quite fun.
Okay. Now, you have to see that. You know, where else would you see an oyster dance?
You just don't see it anywhere, every day.
Okay. That's exactly right. So, again, I kind of want to mention what has happened with the Water Music Society. You are now moving away from having concerts at the high school.
Mm-hmm.
You are what your fundraising is doing, in other words, the purchase of tickets, donations that are, you know, people can make donations. Mm-hmm. You obviously are writing grants. So you're staying within the mission statement that you already found, you know, was 29 years ago. This is mm-hmm. your 29th year. And you're going to be giving money to the music programs in the local schools on the Long Beach Peninsula.
Correct.
You're also moving into intimate, comfortable venues.
Mm-hmm.
Charming,
yes.
Amazing, darling, wonderful venues, it sounds like. There's going to be more fun mm-hmm. because you'll have more libations.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why do people
they
have
do
to think
tend
they,
to go
they,
together.
I don't. Why is that, though? I mean, you can have a lot of fun without having. You can
Absolutely.
Have a sparkling apple cider and listen
we
to
will.
Music and eat
yeah.
great food.
Not everybody
that's
wants
right,
to.
Not everybody. That's exactly right. Okay, I like that. And so now you have the artist outreach at the schools. You have young artists at the concerts. And it sounds like you're keeping the best of the tradition of all of these events, and yet you're adding in some wonderful new things.
Correct.
As things have grown.
Jazz and Oysters has been a successful event and run by Diana Thompson and her husband, John Adams. They have just done a wonderful job with that, and we wouldn't change a thing.
No, and it never rains. I think one year we had a little rain.
Well, somebody must be doing sun dances over there.
Yeah,
I also want to say that the Long Beach Peninsula, I think, is just a jewel in this area, and we are so fortunate to have it. I mean, mm-hmm. It's 29 miles long. And it sounds to me like there is always something going on. So whenever you go there, there is something that's happening that is wonderful. And even if you just want to go and have a beautiful drive and go over and support the merchants in, you know, Iwako or Ocean Park mm-hmm. or whatever, it's so worth it to be on the peninsula. You know, I know that Astoria is kind of become a regional hub. However, having you so close, just right across the bridge, and there you are, and mm-hmm. it's a different mm-hmm. ecosystem you were actually telling me about.
It's a sandy place, of course, and so that sand promotes a lot of growth, and it's a very different place to garden. But it gives you a little break from what you see here. It gives you a little mini vacation.
I think that's true. I think of that. When I drive across the bridge, suddenly I just, oh, I'm going into a whole different world. Which
well,
is,
even driving across the bridge.
Yes, that's right. Now, that's an experience in itself. You're right. that something happens. You're right. Yeah. You're leaving one world and going into a different world, mm-hmm, and I think that's right. very mm-hmm. true. So we only have a couple of minutes left. Any last things that you would like the listening audience to know?
Well, as far as Water Music Festival in October, I just encourage everybody to come give it a try because we are shifting our focus to support the kids and support the schools. And the musicians this year are going to be outstanding. And we'd like to share this with you. Obviously, something's been going right for 29 years because it's still going strong. But with this new focus, I think it will bring in even more people, a lot of students, parents, and people that want to support the music and have a wonderful experience while they're there.
I agree.
Yeah.
And how should musicians who are interested in participating and how should, you know, volunteers get in touch with you all? Is the best thing to go to the website?
The website has not only places where you can sponsor a band or sponsor an artist, but also a volunteer section. So just go to that part where it says sponsors and volunteers. Contact us. You can either call. I think we do have a phone number on there at this point. And you could do that, or you can just send your email information and we'll email you back.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's watermusicfestival.com.
Mm-hmm. Right, and mm-hmm. as we speak, beachdog.com is putting that site right up onto the web.
Excellent. And Susan, any last thing you'd like people to know?
Oh, just we look forward to seeing everybody coming over and enjoying the peninsula, enjoying these events, and sharing our world.
Yes, and benefiting the music programs in the schools.
Absolutely.
Again, so important. I mean, art and music do save lives.
We have people coming from out of town, all over Oregon and Washington, some even from California, every single year and have been doing so for years because they love coming to Water Music Festival so much, or mm-hmm. Jazz and Oysters.
Congratulations mm-hmm. on the good work that you all have been doing over the years, and also for recognizing the need that we need to have, our young people need to have music programs. They mm-hmm. need to have art programs in the schools.
We really
it's vital
in mm-hmm.
for mental, physical, emotional, spiritual health in mm-hmm. all ways,
it is.
In my opinion. So,
I agree.
Anyway, thank you both so much. All right, so Water Music Society, and go to their website, watermusicfestival.com, if you'd like to volunteer, or you are a musician and you'd like to be involved in any of their events. Thank you both so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. Well, Terry Wilson, another program. And thank you for your expert engineering as usual. And I also want to thank local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. And with gratitude, focus on all the good things in your life. There are always things we can be grateful for. Focus on feeling good, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now. Now, the only moment which exists, this now moment, on the amazing planet we call Earth.